Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Our world is shrinking, and we're all coming together with that delightful, solid, unrelenting gold of thread. Gold of thread. You know, I'm an octogenarian and a fashionista with a can-do attitude, but you know what? I have to admit something. I had a little issue with becoming an octogenarian. October 15th, 2013, I was 79. And I turned 80. Yeah, because on the 14th, March 9th, I surpassed myself. Huh. I have to tell you, darlings, don't take life for granted. You know, there are no do-overs. This is it. Can you live in the now? Can you truly enjoy being who you are, step out of your comfort zone, and say, look out, world, here I come. You know, I'm inundated with emails, and this is from the state of Florida, that it seems that so many women ages 30, 40, 50 are just having emotional imbalance. I have the secret. I have the secret. You've heard me say this before time and time again, that the Europeans think we're just absolutely insane because we're constantly competing and comparing. Why? No one really cares. I remember when I was on the Oprah show, Are You Afraid of Aging? I coined two trademark, my signature. Never waste an entrance or an exit, and never apologize for what you're wearing. Because do you really want to know what the truth is? No one cares. They may look and make an opinion, form an opinion, I don't know. But the truth is, they really don't care. They want to know what you think of them. Now, the lines are open. You could call in on 347-637-3789. The show is archived. And, by the way, sidebar, well, I'll get back to how I overcame being an octogenarian, that you can log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on any of the dates. And I purposely decided that I would do half-hour shows. Because you know what? I'm not political. I found myself with the hour show getting into stuff that I don't care about. I care. But I wanted to be uplifting with all of you. And the only way that I could do that is to share my experience in my life today. You know, when you're 20 and 30, the measure of life. By the way, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, the e-book is still under construction, and the minute it is ready, we're adding, My Love Affair with Chiropractic. It saved Bill, our son's life. And Ballet on the Beam. Iron workers, what a noble profession. But having said that, if you want your voice to be heard, come on. share with me how you are a role model. 347-637-3789. My email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And do log on to my website. It'll be updated, but it's pretty current. By the way, I climb 60 flights a week. I stay in condition, and I'm going to go online to see if there is a 30-flight climb coming up. You know, I don't have to prove anything. I told you I already surpassed myself. But the website, www.kathywatson.com, kathywatsonspeaks.com, and simplyageless.net. I'm excited about unleashing the power of women. Now, today's show, through Friday the 24th, it's all about women. And hey, guys, it's you too, because, man, I am doing a whole week, the end of the month, on why can't men open up. So today's show, Octogenarian with a Can-Do Attitude, part one, tomorrow. My Mission and Purpose, part two, cover story, to redefine the perception of aging in America. Thursday, part three, move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. And on Friday, did you know that you are the Michelangelo of your life? Yes, you're the artist. You're designing it. When I woke up this morning, the first hours of the order of the day, I already knew that my day was going to be joyous. So what if you had a little bump in the road? You know what? On April 20th, the words of inspiration were, don't be too timid and squeamish about your actions. You see, all life is an experiment. And the more experiments you make, it is so much better. Do you remember Kentucky Fried Chicken? He went to over 1,000 restaurants. And, no one cared. But it was the last five. He was living out of his car. I think he was 60 or 70 years old. Said, hey, what have we got to lose? And the rest is history. And what about Thomas Edison? He said, you know what? I really don't think of my experiments as being failures. I just found 1,000 ways where I didn't have the right formula. So can you change your mind? Can you change your attitude and be happy about where you are today? Are you a role model? Do you want your voice to be heard? Can you really look at 2015? Because we're going into May. What's today? The 21st? 9 days, we're into May. What have you done? What have you accomplished? In a blink of an eye, in a blink of an eye, it'll be January 1, 2016. What have you done? You see, my purpose is to inspire and encourage men and women to step out of their comfort zone, to accept your uniqueness no matter your age. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom and dad, professional, business owner, or entrepreneur. I have spent second decades encouraging men and women to reveal their talents, their strength, and to share their brilliance. Oh, there is one. Oh, Zsa Zsa. My goodness, feminine power. Yeah. She is. I think I got her out of, it might have been the New York magazine. And her name is Iris, and she doesn't do Norm anymore. Mm-mm. She's 93. And they said, well, you know, Iris, you've been a mainstay of New York fashion scene for years, and now you're the subject of a documentary, Iris, directed by Albert. Considering how long you've been around, are you surprised at all the recent interest in your life? And she said, you want to know what? Wait a minute. There has to be two pages here. Iris said, and I love her spunky attitude. It seems insane to me. I'm doing nothing different than I would have done for the last 70 years. Maybe I'm ahead of the game and people caught up with me. You know, there aren't too many 93-year-old cover girls around. And then she was asked, well, Iris, do you think your attitude about age has changed? Ah, Iris said, not fast enough. Designers have completely ignored the over 65 market. We have plenty of time and expendable income. And you know what? We can't find anything to buy because everything is designed for 15-year-olds. I mean, the youth market has to be served. But come on. Not with $5,000 dresses. You're also a visiting professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Iris, do you think style can be taught? Nope. Fashion expertise? Yes. But style has nothing to do with how much you spend on your clothes. The most stylish people I've seen in my life were in Naples right after the Second World War. They were all practically in tatters, but the way they threw themselves together and carried themselves, they really looked like a gazillion dollars. Iris, you're a celebrated by your designers for your eccentric style, but many of those same people tend to dress in low-profile ways. Why do you think that is? And Iris said, well, I mean lots of people pay lip service to it, but they won't wear it. They're afraid. You got to know yourself very well. You have to be honest with what you can pull off. If you're not comfortable with it, no matter how marvelous the outfit is, you're going to look like a jerk because you're going to be uncomfortable. I think given a choice, it's better to be unstylish but happy. Let your voice be heard. March was the month, women power, and I have to tell you, darlings, it just really got away from me. But I'll tell you what is so exciting. When I looked at this month, I thought, well, I could just kind of recap and encourage and ask all of you to step out of your comfort zone. You know, 2013 was a year to uncover, discover the authentic you. Let's unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of our voices. Voicing our intention, purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in our lives and the lives of women and men. That was 2013. What about now, 2015? What have I done in my life that empowers women? Being a role model, if I can achieve it, so can you. Instilling in women they can be who they want to be, all it takes is a strong desire, determination, and confidence that they too can have it all. Come on, we're all in this together. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Look out, world, here we come. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching listeners all over the world. And Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool because, you see, after the show, You could log on. It's archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on today's date, April 21st, and then email it to your email database. And ask them to email it to their database, and so on and so forth. And voila, in less than 5 minutes, you have circled the world. And it's a learning curve. You could have your own show. I designated Thursdays. That's the day that I give people the opportunity to be the host of their own show under my umbrella, because I do know how to produce and make a Domperion show for anyone. Call me at 847-882-8717. And I love that it is sponsor-driven, because I think of partners. This gives all of you a chance. What are you doing with your, don't go to the very end with your Dan, with your dream still dancing in your heart. What's the book doing sitting on your table, in your library, your garage? Come on, I could help you. All you need to do is call me at 847-882-8717. But Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more about Impact, log on www.impact-net.org. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. My mission is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. You have a choice. You could go to college for 4 years, or you could log on ironworkers.org to see if you qualify. And for 4 years, you're making money while you're learning your trade. And then you become a journeyman, and your pension and health care is in place. How sweet is that? So you're going to find out more about Impact. They walk alongside of each other. They have each other's back. www.impact-net.org and ironworkers.org. And it's going to be in the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. I just worked out today. Oh, I had a fabulous workout. The body and the brain don't age. We do. Your choices. Log on heparks.org. Enrica Cuff does an incredible job, a magnificent, mwah. It is, I just sound like Bruno on Dancing with the Stars. 50-plus consortium, you don't have to be bored and lonely. There are people out there that want to help you enjoy your life like it's golden. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, CPA, AHTax at Ameritech.net. And you know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins in our body. When you get the book, The Elixir of Youth, you will know how to neutralize that, how I saved face. You'll find it in The Elixir of Youth, Life Extension. I was a heavy-duty bather, you know, young. The first day of whatever, we'd all run to the dunes and bake ourselves. And then I got an epiphany, and you'll read about it in The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And darlings, if you have more month than money, give me a call. I could help you with a home-based business. It doesn't take hundreds of thousands of dollars. You just got to have that fire in the belly desire. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The PSAs have been brought to you by people who care. Oh, they're having series on abuse in later life. We're talking about scam and con artists. They're there. Hey, it's your money. You're not going to give it away. You see, it's a pandemic. And the scammers and the con artists, darlings, they're pros at Sweet Talk, promising the solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Hang up. Don't you dare give them any information. And another thing, if you've won the lottery, you don't have to send them any money for them to do the transfer. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. 800-646-2283. Domestic abuse, it is worldwide. In every profession, every ethnicity. Left unchecked, it could be deadly. Hey, and men, it's time for you, for your voices to be heard. Why are you so hesitant to make a statement? Would you want your mother, father, sister, or daughter be a victim of abuse? Get involved. And don't say that you're going to stay married for the children, because I'll find you. Give these children a break and get out. In Illinois, the Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. And the national is 800-799-7233. All of this, again, is archived, so you could log on after the show. The contributing authors in Choices wanted to be part of the PSA. Get the book, Awe-Inspiring Choices, revealed by successful entrepreneurs. It's nonfiction. You will love their stories. And then, be sure and get the book, The Second Coming, Tom Pudrick, by Tate Publishing. This soon will be a movie. And by the way, The Heart of the Lion will be a movie too. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. I want to inspire all of you to step out of your comfort zone. And you know how you could do that? You could just begin by asking yourself this one simple question. How do I want to experience life? Ask yourself that. If you're happy wallowing in victimhood and self-pity, go for it. No religion, neither Buddhism nor science of the mind, can help you. If you demand to avoid or deny difficult emotions, best of luck to you. Neither of these two strategies work very well for very long. I can't wallow in self-pity. I learned about the power of the mind in the early 1970s. You see, your choices, how you react, life responds to your outlook. I studied Buddhism for 5 years. Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. And the fourth prayer said, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. So do you have your dream? Come on, it's 2015. Do you have your dream? If you don't follow your dream, who will? And you already know what Steve Jobs said. Can you embrace a new vision that could sweep you up and carry you into unforeseen creative genius that you all have? We've got to find out about the authentic you, your uniqueness. Doesn't matter who you are. I am the self-appointed torchbearer of woman power. I've spent 6 decades encouraging men and women to reveal their talent and their brilliance. And I had to repeat it again and again. So it's goals. Write it down. Take a baby step. This is not January 1st, 2015, where, oh, you wrote down 100 things that you were going to do, and 72 hours later, poof, they're gone. In deciding on and achieving your dream, you're setting the stage for the surpassing of that, of your goals. I surpassed myself. Don't ask me how I did it. March 9th, 2014, 50 flights, 9 minutes and 9 seconds. I embraced the Olympiad mindset. I was 80. And I want all of you to help me get over my boo-hoo. Where did the time go? The Silver Fox and I talk about it, not all the time, but where did the time go? I want all of you to help me here. I'm reaching out. Oh, I'm much better at it. Octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude. From fitness to fun with fashion. So, I just had to keep pushing the envelope a little further. Every time I got to, oh, poor me. No, I wake up every morning saying, thank you, God. I rejoice in the day. I don't care what the weather is. I'm alive. Many were selected. I've been chosen to lead you, to help you. In 2013, the Summer Olympics were in London, and they had dozens of stories of athletic struggle and triumph that in terms of life ambitions, it applies to everyone. Applies to everyone. And, you know, it began in England. Sir Walter Bannister's story was repeated. In 1954, he did the unimaginable to all but him. He broke the four-minute mile. This achievement so impressed the track announcer that he later co-founded the Guinness Book of Records. Sir Roger said, no longer conscious of my movement, I discovered a new unity with nature. I found a new source of power and beauty, a source I never dreamed existed. You see, the source of power and beauty, it's in us. All you have to do is have a love affair with it. When we outdo ourselves, we could empower all who come after us. There is a place that you are to fill that no one else can fill, something you are to do, which no one else can do. Can you eagerly step into the moment? Create that moment for yourself? Pave the way? And know that your dream is just a step away. And you take baby steps. You don't overpower yourselves. Because you see, there is no one youer than you. Mm-mm. We're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Did you pick up the mirror today? Did you take a good look at you? Where are you going? Who are you? What are you? You only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in your hand. Melting like a snowflake. Will you promise me that you will take that first baby step and make a promise to you that you do matter, that you do have a contribution to make to life. Simply done. Until tomorrow, Kathy Watson.